When a child is added to a family, the vision of hope and direction for their tomorrow becomes a constant. The first day of school, first date, first time they, you know, ask to borrow the car, the first time they go away to camp, when they move out and move on into a life of their own, they all run like an endless film in the minds of parents. However, reality too often attacks those tomorrows with a very painful today. And this is what happened to a family in Apacon who lost their infant son to sudden infant death syndrome. Here to talk about how the family of Maximo Joseph Colon is dealing with this is Gina Henson. Good morning, Gina.
Hi, good morning.
I want to give you just a heads up. What we're going to talk about here in part involves an element on, it's called YouCaring.com, a fundraiser and an awareness raiser, I think is what it is. And it's one of those long, drawn-out website addresses. So if you go over to our website, issuesandideasradio.com, look in the guest section, you'll see a link directly to the YouCaring.com webpage that Gina and her family has started. But talk about Maximo, about what he meant to the family, and I guess the people, anyone listening right now, would want to know when something like this, which is unfathomable in anyone's mind, happens, how does a family go on?
Well, just to tell you a little bit about our little angel, he was the most content, happy little baby that anyone could ever imagine. He barely cried, only when he was hungry, and he just smiled over everything. I mean, you'd just look at him, and he would just give you the cutest little smile, and even his little cute, like, he would coo, and it was just, like, so heartwarming. Like, everything about him was just so precious, and even my sister, because she, you know, I do have a niece, she has a daughter who will be 3 in August. You know, she was nervous with baby Max because he never complained a bit compared to Camilla. And, you know, he was just so happy and he smiled at such a young age that it worried her because she wasn't used to that. You know, this tragedy has just been, it's just been a nightmare, if I could just try to explain it in any way. It's just an unexpected switch of just pure happiness to switch off to just pure devastation. You know, they had a beautiful 4th of July, and then the 5th of July, it was just their whole world was shattered, along with the rest of the family. The support we have gotten from everybody, from the community, from friends, families, coworkers, has really helped us immensely, just really helped carry us through this entire ordeal that has just been so devastating to all of us.
And Max was laid to rest in Pleasant Hill Cemetery in Chester on July 10th. And as I mentioned, you started an online fundraiser, and I call it as well an awareness raiser with sudden infant death syndrome. And not that it would make it any less painful if it was cancer, for example, or heart disease, or a car crash, or something. But when it involves SIDS, and you know, for you listening, about as much of the cause of SIDS is known as is autism. And does that make it worse that if there's really no answer to why and how in this case, we just know that it happens?
Right. I believe it does, because there's no, the parents don't get any closure. Like my sister and her husband, Max, they just don't understand, like, why, like, what is the cause of this? And it just, you know, there's no answer. So it almost makes it that much harder to heal and to move forward, because you don't know why this happened. And, you know, parents, of course, always just, what did I do? Did I miss something? You know, what could I have done to avoid the situation? And there's nothing, because there's no answer yet, you know, and that's what makes it even that much harder for these families. You know, I am a nurse, and I do take care of children who suffer from cancer and blood disorders. So I'm very much involved in that too. And I see the nightmares those families live through too. It's not very easy to compare both of them, because, you know, they're both very sad situations, but at least those parents have an answer to what's going on, and, you know, can go forth with treatment and things like that. You know, compared to SIDS, it's just that you don't have a choice. There's no time. There's nothing. It's just, you know, like I said, a light switch is on and then it's off.
Talking with Gina Henson, who her nephew, Maximo Joseph Colon, passed away earlier this month as a result of sudden infant death syndrome, and they've launched a YouCaring.com page, which you can find a link over at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, to not just help pay for the costs of laying Max to rest, but also all the additional funds will be to go support research for finding a cause for sudden infant death syndrome. And again, you can see the link for the YouCaring.com page at issuesandideasradio.com. And just looking at the reactions, not just, I mean, it's easy to click, I say this so often, it's so easy to click your mouse and like something on Facebook, but so many people going above and beyond with not just sharing their money, but sharing their heart about everything that happened. That's got to be at least some uplifting that's come out of this huge, huge anvil that's fallen on your family.
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, I posted a couple updates there, and I just wanted to keep on thanking everybody just because there's just so many people that, you know, you would not have even imagined, you know, reached out, and, you know, the support was just amazing. I was getting emails from like friends and family who I didn't even know saying they were, you know, sending their prayers and, you know, positive thoughts to our family. And just that alone just helped us so much, so much. You know, looking at the fundraiser every day, it was almost, I always like compared it to like a little light at the end of the tunnel. And although this is a very long and very sad tunnel that we are in, you know, having those people reach out and help and say, you know, kind things just lifted us just a little bit, you know, just enough to keep us going and getting us through each day.
You know, these are from the CJ Foundation for SID, some of the stats about sudden infant death syndrome. It's a leading cause of death among infants between the ages of 1 month to 1 year. On the average, 7 babies a day die from sudden infant death syndrome. Babies of mothers who smoke during pregnancy, well, first, mom, you're an idiot for doing that, and that creates a 3 times greater risk of SIDS for the babies. Babies who breathe secondhand smoke have a 2.5 times greater risk of SIDS. Babies who sleep in an adult bed, and this is something, Gina, that I think a lot of the doctors and researchers are really going with. Babies who sleep in an adult bed have 40 times greater risk of SIDS. And has it always been common that if the baby was crying, you'd bring the baby in, let the baby sleep with mom and dad? And more research is saying that is the absolutely wrong thing to be doing because a baby, because their body cage hasn't fully developed the strength, their neck and the head and the lungs, that they need as firm a sleeping surface as possible versus the you know, the beat up worn out mattresses that most of us adults sleep on.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the thing that, you know, is you know, that we are looking at right now, especially with our family trying to move forward in this terrible scenario that we're in, is bringing forth that awareness. There's so many parents and so many families that have not even heard of SIDS before. And it's a reality, and it happens. And, you know, letting people know those important facts, you know, to some people, they may say, oh, you know, of course, I know my baby doesn't belong in the bed, but other people are not aware of that. And, you know, really bringing forth awareness and putting the information out there may save a bunch of babies' lives, you know, and just letting the parents know and educate them so they could also spread the word to other new parents.
Couple of the tips too, the researchers are saying, is it's fine to let your baby play on their tummy, but only when your baby is awake and supervised, because that's what indeed builds stronger neck and shoulder muscles, and in turn, more easy and more fluid or consistent lung capacity. And don't let your babies get too hot. Overheating, that's a leading risk factor for SIDS. So dress your baby in as much or as little as what you would wear, quite frankly. If your baby's sweating, damp hair, heat rash, then they are probably too hot. Room fans, they show to reduce the risk of SIDS as well. Wearable blanket, the type of sleeper instead of a blanket. So, again, there's some common sense ideas that you can find through a variety of sources, resources. And here's a novel idea, too. If you're curious, if you're not sure, ask your pediatrician. That's a simple rule as well, just to make sure that what you're doing is the right thing. And just do a little study of your own, because the knowledge, the information about SIDS does come fast and furious, because fortunately, through the work of medical researchers and in the face of horrible tragedies like what Gina's family is facing, a greater awareness does come as an end result. So certainly there's a little positive after a horrible negative, I guess, is what we could say is the aftermath of this case, as Maximo Joseph Colon lays to rest. We hopefully move on with a little greater awareness. And if you want to see more about Max and add your support, we have a link over to our website to the Cologne Families, YouCaring.com webpage fundraiser. And again, it's issuesandideasradio.com. Gina, thanks so much for the way that your family is doing something that no family should have to do, no family is obligated to do, and the fact that you guys are doing it just makes you very special in our society, and hopefully others will be made stronger by what you're going through. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.